Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I ain't got no million bucks, and the car I drive is a junky old truck, but I like it. Yeah, I like it. And I've never been one of the lucky ones, but I'm working hard and I'm having fun, and I like it. Yeah, I like it. And it might not be ideal for anyone else, but I am happy just being myself. And though it's far from perfect, I would never change a thing. It's my life. Yeah, and I like it. Well, you can find me playing my guitar, singing country songs in a rowdy bar, but I
anytime.
You know,
you should do it more often, for sure. Yeah, sure.
Oh, yes. You know, and fun fact, the last time you were on, it's been almost 7 months to the day.
Wow,
before
really?
You own.
Yeah, yeah, I saw my time hop like every single day. Like we were tweeting
mm-hmm.
about it, so I knew it was soon. So it was on my time hop every day.
Wow, was that long ago? Wow.
Yeah, it was actually March 24th, if I'm not that mistaken. It was March 24th the last time you were on. So
yeah, it sounds familiar.
It's been a while.
Wow, I guess I should come on more often then.
You know, and again, as I was saying, and this is no joke, you are probably one of my favorite people in this world.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Same to you.
You're right in line after me. Let's be real. I'm his favorite on the whole planet.
Oh, we know that. Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'll probably drive him crazy.
Anyway, in all seriousness, it's always a joy to be able to talk with you, whether it's the show, Twitter, Instagram. It's always a joy to talk to you.
Well, thank you. It's always nice to talk to you, too. Always seeing messages from you always brightens my day.
Same to you. And you've always been a huge supporter of the show, which still kind of blows my mind. you know, and as you were talking off air, there are some big things happening for you coming up, isn't there?
Yeah, there are a lot of big things happening. I've been really, really busy, so I've been working really hard constantly, but I'm coming out with my brand new EP on November 15th, so I'm really, really excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I announced today that my brand new single called I Love Your Truck is going to be coming out soon, and I'm also filming a music video for it, so that's exciting
mm-hmm.
as well. Really busy, but busy is a good thing, so I'm really excited to finally get new music out and, you know, finally share it with everybody.
You know, and if I'm being honest, the song played at the top of the show, I Like It. I played it at least 5 times a day. I love the song.
Thank you.
I
feel like he's telling the truth.
And as I was researching for this interview, speaking of I Like It, when you were filming the video, you didn't hire a major film crew or anything. You just took a video camera and started filming, didn't you?
Right. I didn't work with anyone for that. That was completely done, you know, on my own, and
mm-hmm.
it was basically me and my dad were filming. I filmed
mm-hmm.
most scenes, but any scene that I was in, he filmed, because you can't
mm-hmm.
hold the camera and be in it at the same time. So we kind of switched back and forth and did that. And it was filmed on my grandparents' farm and a few locations in Rochester. So that was a lot of fun, a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Rochester, I was up in that part of the country a little over a month ago. That's beautiful country up there.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. It's nice. It's actually really cold here now, which is sad. It's
mm-hmm.
getting really cold. We had snow yesterday.
Wow.
But, you know, yeah.
I'm a little jelly because it's not that cold here yet.
Well, careful to assure because it's really cold.
Well, like,
we have yet
this morning,
to see any snow yet. Although here we did have a freeze warning until 8 a.m. this morning, so that was interesting.
Well, like, okay, this morning, so I got up and I got dressed and I wore like a fleece, just like hoodie and yoga pants this morning, and then I went home this afternoon before I like went out again, and I had to change because I was so hot because it got up to like 75 again. I live in Alabama.
Oh, wow.
So it's like 30 in the morning and like 70
mm-hmm.
during the day right now. It's awful.
Wow.
And it's annoying because I want to just be like all wintered out and then it's like 70 outside and I had to go home and change clothes before I came like out again. So
yeah,
at least you have like just a temperature.
Yeah, I mean
even
it's still in like the changing period, how like some days are warm and some days are cold. So it's kind of like the weather won't make up its mind, but you know.
I just want to like wear a scarf, but it's too hot.
Yeah.
Or like, okay, I'll get ready to go to church on Sunday morning and like dress like it's the dead of winter because it's like 40 outside. And then I go, and by the time church is over, which is around noon, it's like I'm going to die if I don't lose the scarf and the sweater.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'll be glad when it makes its mind up on what it's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cody, your turn. I'll be quiet now.
You know, I'm on your website as we speak, and I'm on the church section of your site. You've got a busy few weeks coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I'm actually not as busy as I was this past summer with gigs, but I do have quite a few coming up, and then I'm still, you know, working out the shows for next year, and those are going to be posted soon as well, but. Yeah, I do have some, which is cool. I'm also going to Nashville in November for a trip, so I'm pretty busy, but like I said, I like being busy, so it's a good thing.
I was in Nashville, I was there a week ago, yesterday, actually.
He goes everywhere.
Who, yeah, pretty much.
And he doesn't ever take me with him.
Aw, that's not fair.
I know, right?
If it's not baseball games, it's Nashville. If it's not baseball games, it's Nashville, you know. But I was there a week ago yesterday, actually. I have some friends who play regularly at the Row. I don't know if you've ever been there or played there or anything. But
I've been there. I haven't played there. It's kind of hard to play there when you don't live there. And a lot of places don't let you if you're not 21 yet. But I am kind of... starting to do that more because I am establishing more of a presence there, so it's, you know, it's still not easy to book shows there because there are so many people doing it, but I mean, compared to like in Rochester, it's not as hard for me as it is in Nashville because I live in Rochester right now, and until I make a move, it's kind of, you know, they want you to be a Nashville resident, but I've been there. They have really, really great food.
Yeah, they do. I was there about a week ago, I'd see a few friends of mine play, and Nashville is, and I'm sure you can agree with this, it's one of my favorite cities in this world. Absolutely love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I live there. Well, not there, but I live like 20, 30 minutes from there for a year, like last year, and then I moved here in June. But I'm from here, so it was, like, not a big deal to me to move. But I loved, like, and I was so close, but, like, the traffic and stuff freaked me out, so I never really went there into the city. But there was so much, like, even where I live, even kind of far off, there were so many musicians. Like, I met some great musicians that I became friends with and would hang out with and just, like, sit around and kind of BS and play guitar or whatever. So it was fun. It was an experience, to put it that way.
Yeah, it's definitely its own city. It's a lot different than everywhere else, which different in a good way, but it's definitely the place for music lovers and musicians and artists and things like that.
Yeah, and it's not like just a place you live. It's like a lifestyle, like a whole lifestyle of its own.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. You know,
anyways, I'm also talking now.
I know Em knows this, but I don't know if you know this, Lisa. I'm actually... a semi-aspiring singer myself.
Wait a minute. Back up. How does one be semi-aspiring? You're always aspiring,
well,
no matter what. There is no semi.
Well,
semi-professional.
You know,
there you go. Don't. You sound like you're only, like, half good at it. Like, come on.
I am half good at it. I am.
Well, you make
you
it sound like
in.
You're, like, only half into it. You're not a bad singer. You're a good singer. I promise. I wouldn't lie to you. If you sucked, I'd tell you.
Sure, you wouldn't. But I don't know if I showed you the video of me singing. I'm a cover of Randy Travis's "I Told You So," Alyssa.
You did, yeah. You showed it to me on Twitter.
Yeah, you know, and I have a funny story about that.
You sang that song with me. That's the hatchery. Good times. We did a duet to that song, which he hasn't posted. He needs to share that video with you, too.
Yeah, definitely.
But you should send it.
I have a funny story about that, Nat. It was actually a cover of He Stopped Loving Her. He Stopped Loving Her. Her today that I showed you, Alyssa. But I have a funny story about the song I Told You So. All right,
this
so,
is one of those stories that Emily can quote word for word because I've heard a million
times
much. And I was also there. But I'll let you tell it this time and shut up.
Pretty much. I was up there, I was with Em at this place called The Hatchery. It's about 45 minutes south of Nashville or so. And me and Em decided to do a duet of Randy Travis and Carrie Underwood, I Told You So. So I said, all right, I'll take the second verse because Em knows the first verse by heart, pretty much. So we're up there, and Em goes through the first verse flawlessly. Just nails it.
Thanks.
Just totally kills it. And it gets me, and
I get better every time I hear this story, so I love it.
And I start out pretty good, but then about 10 seconds into it, I blank. I'm like, oh, God,
oh
what are the words?
And, like, I'm, like, standing there, like, freaking out because I know the whole song, but, like, the second verse, I don't know as well, which is why I was like, you can have the second verse. So he is lucky he fell off in a spot that I knew the words to, because otherwise we would have been so screwed. Like, it would have been one of those moments where it's like, am I on punk or something? Like, we would have been screwed.
Yeah.
But anyway, they worked out. Okay, story time's over. We have to actually ask her some questions so that it's actually somewhat of an interview, even though we're having such a fun time visiting with each other because it's been a while.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have added new questions to our, like, regular questions that we ask everyone since the last time we were on. So we have to ask you. So, Cody, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
Hey, you can go. Because in your mind, I have no clue where you're headed with this.
Number one is we have started asking people if you could duet with anyone ever, dead or alive, who would you pick? And you can pick more than one if you can't, like, narrow it down to one, but.
That's kind of a hard question. I don't know. I mean, I'd want to duet with someone that, like, wasn't, like, a billion times better than me because I feel like I would look bad.
I
want to, like,
duet with a guy because then I can't be outdone, you know?
Right.
Like,
I think it'd be really cool. I think it'd be cool to do a duet with Hunter Hayes. I really like him. And one of my songs is actually about meeting him, my song Starstruck from my album High. And he's one of my favorite, like, male country artists right now. So I think that would be really, really cool.
I was like, Martina McBride is my favorite singer ever, and I was, well, her and, like, Sarah Evans, and I was like, I'm going to sing with Martina McBride because my favorite song is Broken Wing. But then I was like, no, I don't, because she can totally out-sing me. Like, I like to believe that I can compete, but, like, as far as, like, amateur singers go, I can probably, like, it's my song, you know? Like, everybody has their song, but as far as, like, Martina McBride goes, I just would sit down and shut up.
Right.
Like,
that's
I just let her
take
it over.
And I'm kind of digging a Sam Hunt lately. But
yeah, I like Sam Hunt,
Sam
too.
Hunt. Yes, I love Sam Hunt. And if I get a chance to do it with him, I'd be like, all right, you just go. I'm just going to shut up. You just go. Just go.
Yep. But I would love to do it with someone like Bob Seger because he's, like, amazing and everyone loves him. But, like, I would definitely pick a guy so that it was, like, we're on a different level so you can't, like, compare me to him. Because, like, you can't compare, I mean, you can't compare a guy, a male singer with a female singer because it's two totally different worlds. So I'm fine with it. I'd be like, then I look great. So I got it all figured out.
And real quick. When you mentioned that song you wrote about that song A Starstruck, I have pretty much everything you've ever up on iTunes. I've got it.
Oh, thank you.
He's obsessed with iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, and I always tell people this. I always go, my music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, I know, please don't judge me.
Yep, mm-hmm. I know how that is.
I know, we're the same way. Well, we had this conversation with someone that was on the show the other day. I was like, I can't really judge because I listened to Fergalicious in the gym this morning, so
mm-hmm.
not going to
exactly.
even judge anybody else because
nope.
I listen
right.
to that. And I tend to listen. Like, I can be so, I think it's funny because I can, like, have the most ghetto music taste. Like, I can, like,
mm-hmm.
rap right along with Snoop Dogg and not even think
mm-hmm.
anything about it. And then people are like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, don't judge.
Right, yeah.
Like,
you know,
don't even judge me.
I'm the same way. Like, of course, I'm a hardcore country fan, of course, obviously. But like Em said, I can listen to some Eminem, some, you know, some
I rap
like
with Nicki Minaj. It's like, it's so funny to me because people were like, I can't believe you listen to that. And I'm like, shut up. Don't judge me. Because they don't expect it out of me.
Exactly. I'm
like,
exactly
you're the whitest person ever. Stop. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Right.
So cool. So why even think that at all? Because I think I'm so cool.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Okay, Cody, ask one of your questions now. It's your turn.
You kind of put me on the spot here, Em.
Yeah, well, you do it to me on the regular, so you're welcome.
Thanks. this is one that I'm always interested to hear what the response is because it's never the same. Either in your professional life or your personal life, what's the best advice you've ever gotten?
The best advice I've ever gotten. I don't know. I've gotten some really good advice. I mean, someone told me, I don't remember who it was. It was a really long time ago, but it kind of stuck with me, and I tell people it all the time, and it's that whenever someone tells you no, they're just saying not yet.
Right.
And I kind of keep
that
in mind all the time. So, yeah, I would say that's probably the best advice, I guess.
That's awesome. You know, and I'm sort of a quote fanatic. I love quotes. And this is my brand new favorite quote. People never want to be a part of the process, but they want to be a part of the outcome. The process is where you figure out who's worth being part of the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
That's my new favorite quote ever.
People don't want to be around when you're, like, struggling to, like, make it happen.
Yes.
But then you become something, and people are like, oh, yeah, I knew them in high school.
Oh, yeah,
I shut up. I hated you in high school.
Yep, that's so true.
Mm-hmm. All right, Em.
We've all been there. We've all had those moments. Oh, me again? Okay, I got it.
Yes,
well, see, I don't remember if I asked you about the deserted island, so I'll ask you now. If you could go, or not if you could go, that sounds like, you know, you're choosing to go to a deserted island. So you're being sent to said deserted island, not exerted. That doesn't even make sense. You can only bring 3 things with you. What are you taking? It's been a long day, kids.
3 things. Well, I would probably bring a lifetime supply of water and food. I'd bring my guitar. I'd probably bring my pets with me. And probably like a sweater because I'm cold no matter what. So,
good choices. Someone told us once that they were like, well, I would bring my piano, and they gave us like a makeup product. And I'm like, seriously, you're on an island. No one's going to see you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all about the makeup life, but
I mean, maybe like
on the island
or something. But
there you go, so you don't like totally die and like fry your skin for when you're off when you're out of exile and off the island and you can, like, live your life again. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Bringing it back to you.
All right.
That was a smooth
segue.
And
I don't remember again if I asked you this or not, unless some of your own, but what is the...
I know, it's been a long time. I can't remember.
Hey, it's been a while. What has been your most favorite place to play?
My favorite place to play? I would say my favorite, like, show that I've done was opening for Sawyer Brown. I opened for Sawyer Brown at a county fair this past summer, and it was a lot of fun because it was, you know, an actual big, like, kind of like stadium sort of. You know,
right.
We were on a big stage with lights and everything, and there were a lot of people, and it was a lot of fun. So that was probably my favorite. That was really cool.
You know, I actually met Mark Miller of Sawyer Brown. It's been several years ago at a Mexican restaurant of all places in Nashville.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a great guy, isn't he?
Yeah, they're nice guys.
It is funny you say that, because earlier I swear I saw Trace Adkins, even though I know it really wasn't him, but he looked just like him. And I'm like, okay, I live in Alabama, and this is at, like, the department store, and the dude was, like, leaving the liquor store next door, and he was driving, like, this old beat-up Buick, and I was like, I swear to you, it is Trace Adkins in disguise. Like, I followed this guy because he looked just like him, and he heard me talking
That's
about
awesome.
It with my grandfather. So I was like, now he knows his cover's been blown. Like, I had it all figured out. He even had the ponytail. Like, I was like, I know that's him. It has to be.
It's better be Trace.
But, you know, it's funny. My best friend's dad is actually, like, Trace Adkins' twin. So, I mean, there are definitely Trace Adkins lookalikes out there. I know one.
I know. I was like, he has
cool.
to be Trace Adkins. Like, I'm in love with Trace Adkins. Like, I would totally marry him. So I see these men. I was like, I need to follow this man. Like, what if that's really him? And my grandpa was like, that is not him. And I was like, no, it is. Stop. He's like, he wouldn't drive that. And he wouldn't be here of all places. And I'm like, shut
no,
up.
Sorry,
yes.
Wait.
I'm like, Birmingham
you know,
is big to me, okay?
You know, while we're on the subject of country music, obviously.
No, are you ready?
I think that a country music artist, the entire genre of country music. From the fans on all the way up to the insiders. I think people genuinely support. Country music artist as a whole, you know what I mean?
Yeah, country music, like, the whole genre is definitely different. I think, you know, not just the musicians and the artists, but I think the fans are also, like, more supportive in general, and they're more, I don't know if I want to say open, but
right.
I
but
guess
very,
more
like,
open to, like, the newer
yeah,
music,
very
yeah.
very open, and, like, they want to share everything. Like, I just know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like,
no,
and- with each other and, like, be open and, like, honest with everyone.
Yeah.
You know, and every country music artist, at least that I've come in contact with, is genuinely supportive of their fellow artists. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, with so many artists, it's kind of ridiculous to not support each other, but, I mean,
yeah,
kind of,
absolutely.
What's weird to me is when it makes, like, a news story that someone is supportive of someone. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Like sometimes if you see in the tabloids. Yeah, like, sometimes in the tabloids, even, like, with the bigger artists, you'll see things that say, oh, this artist supports this artist. And it's like, shouldn't you already be supporting? Shouldn't that not even be a news story?
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason not to support anyone. I mean, we're all in this for the same reason, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And on that same token, indie artists especially, yourself included, Alyssa, are some of the sweetest, most supportive people ever.
Yeah, I would say most indie artists are like that because, again, we're all, like, in the same boat. And, I mean, you know, it's not going to get you anywhere if you're not supportive of somebody. I mean,
I don't know.
Well, I hate to break it to you guys, but 30 minutes has come and gone.
Yes, it has.
Wow, that was fast.
I know, we were just, like, having a conversation, and I didn't want to be the bearer of bad news, but unfortunately,
you know, normally, I'm the one that breaks the bad news normally.
I know, it's normally Cody who's like, Emily, shut up, it's been half an hour. But I'm being the adult today. Just kidding.
Yes, you are.
Really.
Anyway, Alyssa, I wanted to thank you again for taking as much time as you have to come on the show and, you know, all the support. We just appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I'd love to come back on any time you'd have me. Just let me know. Send me a Twitter message, and I'll be right on.
I'll do it.
And I'll make sure that Cody uploads that video to YouTube so we can send it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And before you go, I hope I'm not overstepping here, but I do consider you to be a very dear friend of mine.
Yeah, same to you.
And
hopefully we can actually, like, talk in person one day. Hopefully we'll walk in Canada or Nashville.
So.
Or...
Hopefully. And if you ever need anything from us, you know, a promotion on the new EP, the new single, don't hesitate to reach out to us anytime.
Yeah,
thank
you know,
you.
I appreciate that.
I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye, Alyssa.
Bye.
That was fun. I did not want that to end. Seriously, I didn't want that to end.
You were totally in the zone, and I was like, oh, sorry. Anyways, why don't you do the announcements real quick, and then we'll end the episode.
I don't really have all that many announcements right now because you told me not to announce something until at the end of March,
We haven't announced it, but we have to save it because it's not till it'll be worth it.
But I am working on something, hopefully for next week. And
yeah, I'm working really hard on something still, but I still can't tell.
As soon as I know,
crazy. I want to tell so bad.
As soon as I know, y'all will know.
Right, he knows. He just isn't thinking clearly. But I mean, I've been working really hard on something for a long time, so when it happens, everybody else can know. But until
yes,
then,
you are.
My sour little secret.
The light bulb just clicked. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's driving me crazy because, like, I want to just, like, blurt it out, but that would jinx
it. The light bulb
that
just clicked. The light bulb just
my
went on. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know? They both grandparents say hi. He said hi. Anyway, let's end the episode and put it out of its misery for today.
Yes,
actually, Misery's terrible. It was a good episode. I don't mean that.
Yeah, it was a really good episode, I got to admit.
It was just like a...
I'll let you go, and I'll kind of wrap up here, and I'll talk to you later, girl.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented, super sweet Miss Alyssa Trahan, who is by far one of the sweetest people on this earth. As I said earlier, I'm working on something for the 27th, hopefully, and something next month that I can't talk about just yet. I'm going to announce that probably on the 27th, if it works out like that. I think now I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.